Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Garrett from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 5th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, Igor Guzenko, a Soviet Union embassy clerk, defects to Canada, exposing Soviet espionage in North America and signaling the beginning of the Cold War. In 1945, Eva Tagori Diakino, a Japanese-American suspected of being wartime radio propagandist Tokyo Rose, is arrested in Yokohama. In 1948, in France, Robert Schuman becomes president of the Council of Europe while holding the position of French foreign minister. As such, he is the negotiator of the major treaties that ended World War II and one of the founders of the modern European Union. In 1957, Fulgencio Batista bombs the revolt in Cienfuegos, Cuba. In 1961, the first conference of the non-aligned countries is held in Belgrade. In 1969, U.S. Army Lieutenant William Calley is charged with 6 specifications of premeditated murder for the death of 109 Vietnamese civilians in the village of My Lai in Vietnam. This incident goes on to become the My Lai Massacre. On this day in 1970, during the Vietnam War, Operation Jefferson Glen begins as the United States 101st Airborne Division and the South Vietnamese 1st Infantry Division initiate the operation in the Thura Thien Hue province. In 1972, a Palestinian terrorist group called Black September attack and take hostage 11 Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympic Games. 2 die in the attack and 9 die the following day. In 1975, in Sacramento, California, Lynette Fromm attempts to assassinate U.S. President Gerald Ford. In 1977, Hans Martin Schuyler is kidnapped in Cologne, West Germany by the Red Army faction and is later murdered. In 1977, the NASA Voyager 1 spacecraft is launched after a brief delay. In 1978, Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat begin the peace process at Camp David, Maryland. This becomes known as the Camp David Accords. In 1984, STS-41D, the Space Shuttle Discovery, lands after its maiden voyage. Also in 1984, Western Australia becomes the last Australian state to abolish capital punishment. In 1986, Pan Am Flight 73 with 358 people on board is hijacked at Karachi International Airport. And in 1991, the current International Treaty Defending Indigenous Peoples, Indigenous and Tribal Peoples Convention in 1989 comes into force. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 5th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.